NBC Monitor News on the Hour brought to you by True, with or without menthol. True Green or True Blue. Shouldn't your brand be True? Here's David Rush.
Former Vice President Richard Nixon today indicated he believes U.S. concern with the Vietnam War and improving relations with the Soviet Union has put the Western allies in Europe in a secondary position, and the allies resent it. Nixon spoke at Kennedy Airport in New York on his return from a three-week tour of Europe and the Soviet Union. He suggested that a European visit by President Johnson would help bolster the Western alliance, which Nixon said is in its weakest position in terms of unity and sense of purpose since it was established 18 years ago. He said the scheduled visit of Vice President Hubert Humphrey to Europe should be very helpful. Humphrey leaves Washington tomorrow on a two-week trip that will include stops in France, West Germany, Britain, Italy, and other West European nations. Vietnam and efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons will be among issues discussed. More news after this for True Cigarettes.
What makes a right now sound? A lot of things. But first, you toss out the rules. We toss out the rules to make a right now cigarette. True filter cigarettes. Everything about True says, right now. The air filtration system. The plastic mouthpiece that works like a cigarette holder. The reduced tar and nicotine content of 12.9 and 0.8 milligrams. The easy draw. The right now taste. Another thing, the True choice. True green with menthol, True blue without menthol. Either way, everything about True filter cigarettes says today, this minute, right now. For the right now taste, for a lot of good reasons, shouldn't your brand be True?
Once again, David Rush.
An anti-war march in Chicago. Details from NBC News reporter Bill Matney.
Today's parade was led by Dr. Benjamin Spock, the famous pediatrician and author, and Dr. Martin Luther King. Several thousand marchers with signs and banners condemning U.S. involvement in Vietnam walked without incident down State Street, guarded by a large detachment of police. Dr. King's appearance in Chicago is his first in several months. He's been away from the public scene writing a book, but he says he will be busy in the coming months stepping up his opposition to the war. A rally in Chicago's Coliseum climaxed the march, and in his speech, Dr. King described the U.S. position in Vietnam as the weakest posture of world stature since our birth as a nation. King said the U.S. is committing atrocities equal to those by the Viet Cong and called the war a blasphemy against all that America stands for. Bill Matney, NBC News, Chicago.
United Nations Secretary General U Thant reportedly has sent eight governments a paper proposing that the Vietnam War be settled through a simultaneous halt of military action and the start of peace talks. Diplomatic sources at the UN say the document has gone to the United States and South and North Vietnam, to Britain and the Soviet Union, the co-chairman of the Geneva Conference on Indochina, and to Canada, India, and Poland as members of the International Control Commission on Indochina. The sources said Thant introduced the concept of simultaneous actions in an effort to break the Washington-Hanoi deadlock over de-escalation. In Vietnam, heavy fighting is reported around the demilitarized zone, with 148 North Vietnamese regulars killed in the past 48 hours. American dead is listed as 24. The skipper of a Soviet trawler seized for violating fishing rights of U.S. waters off Alaska was arraigned in Anchorage today. Captain Leonid Kuchinsko was released on $8,000 bail in the custody of a Soviet embassy official after he postponed a decision whether to ask a preliminary hearing. It is understood the State Department has recommended an $8,000 fine against Kuchinsko. More in a moment.
Among the over 500,000 members of the Retail Clerks Union are many high-income salespeople with earnings comparable to those of other professional people. Having invested many years' service to their employer, they know that working under a union collective bargaining agreement contributes in great measure to their economic security. The provisions of this agreement safeguard them against arbitrary changes in employment conditions and against unfair dismissal. For more information, write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 236.
Waves of crude oil from the crippled tanker Torrey Canyon began washing up along 50 miles of resort beaches on England's southwest coast. British soldiers were joined by thousands of citizens in an effort to keep the oil away. The crude oil was reported 18 inches thick as it rolled in from the sea, and a Navy spokesman said the worst is yet to come. President and Mrs. Johnson have left Washington by helicopter to spend Easter weekend at Camp David. the presidential retreat in the Catoctin Mountains of Maryland. David Rush, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when the Retail Clerks International Association brings you NBC Monitor News.
News of Big Town USA next on The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York. Hombre means one of the best. Paul Newman is super cool. Martin Ritt has directed with gusto and makes the action sizzle, applauded Q. Hombre means powerful, it grips you, cheered the New York Post. Hombre means 4 stars, highest rating, hailed the Daily News. Hombre means man, and Paul Newman is hombre. Now at the Astor Theater in 68th Street Playhouse. Check your newspaper for feature times. The temperature in New York is 51 degrees and it's sunny. The time, 6 minutes past 5 o'clock. Here are the metropolitan area headlines. Dr. Milton Halpern, New York City's chief medical examiner, who was called in as a pathologist to examine the remains of Angelo Sinisa, whose body was found in the Jackson Township Cosa Nostra burial ground, will not make his findings public. Halpern says the examination was made for the FBI. Sinisa of Nutley, New Jersey, who reportedly crossed with the Cosa Nostra, disappeared in 1961, and his body was found yesterday, along with that of Kenneth Later, a New York stockbroker who had disappeared in 1963. Meanwhile, the FBI in Newark says that the digging for more bodies in the New Jersey burial ground will continue and that no deadline has been set. The FBI found out about the burial site from a secret underworld informer. Mrs. Alida Peck, the central figure in the misconduct trial of Judge Floyd Garris Saracen, has been admitted to Creedmoor State Hospital in Queens. The nature of her ailment is undisclosed. Mrs. Peck is alleged to be a prostitute whom Saracen allegedly advised in circumventing the law. Saracen was charged with 9 counts of misconduct while a judge in Long Island. He received a trial in the appellate division last week. Findings have not been revealed. And Deputy Mayor Timothy Costello says 149 youngsters who have been detained at the city's overcrowded youth houses will either be sent home or transferred to other facilities. Temperature 51 degrees and it's sunny. Humidity is 29%. The barometer is steady and the winds from the northeast at 7 miles per hour. Clear with seasonable temperatures tonight, lowest in the mid-30s. Sunday, partly cloudy and milder with high in the mid-50s. That's the news and weather till now. Next news from the NBC Newsroom at 5:30. Bulletins will be broadcast at once.
Don't move, just leave your dial on the clip. Here's a monitor. Lean back and stay a while on the clip. Here's a monitor.
I'm Ed McMahon wishing you a happy holiday weekend from all of us at Monitor. Later this half hour, an on-stage performance by Trini Lopez. And sports with Joe Garagiola. First, the observance of a milestone. Arturo Toscanini was born 100 years ago today in the town of Parma, Italy. His skill, taste, and excellence as a symphonic conductor is attested to by the fact that he became a legend even long before his death 10 years ago. This weekend, Monitor gives special attention to Toscanini's 100th birthday, highlighting his memorable career with some of the magical moments it contained. One such will be described and recreated now, as NBC's Ben Grauer recalls it.
During Monitor's observance of the Toscanini centenary, celebrating the birth of our beloved maestro in Parma, Italy, March 25, 1867, we've been visiting the Toscanini archives to look for material which we felt might be of special interest to our Monitor audience. And there in Riverdale, New York, with the help of Walter Toscanini, Maestro's son, we heard some most unusual sounds recorded during the transcontinental tour of the NBC Symphony Orchestra in 1950. The time is the evening of April 19th. The place is Richmond, Virginia. Maestro Toscanini had just finished conducting a thrilling concert, and after several bows, he suddenly stepped back upon the podium, and his already thrilled audience heard... Thank you. Richmond, Virginia. The man on the podium was Arturo Toscanini. The musical, of course, Dixie. A Dixie received with applause of ovation proportions by an audience who scarcely believed their experience on this warm night of April 1950. Arturo Toscanini had proved himself that night to be, above and beyond the supreme maestro, a warm and generous man who could not only scale Olympian heights with a perfection that remains unparalleled in our time, but who also could provide a rich, enduring memory for those whose heritage had been the Southland with Dixie. This is Ben Grauer for Monitor.
Later today, another memory of the maestro, at which time you'll hear Toscanini talking with the musicians of the NBC Symphony in rehearsal and demonstrating with his voice how he wants them to play a certain passage of Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace anytime and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Now, Dacron by DuPont, a man's way to stay neat with style, presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll hear from Trini Lopez in just one moment.
Weather so hot, you want to holler? Easy look like $1 million. Wear a suit that's made with Dacron. The only way to keep your cool, man. Goodbye, wrinkle. Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness. Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man. Fabric is right up to the minute. When a suit has Dacron in it, name your style and pick your brand. The choice is best in all the land. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, Dacron polyester, man, by DuPont.
See fine tailored formal wear with Dacron by After Six Formals at your favorite store now. And now, just as he performed it at PJ's in Hollywood, here's Trini Lopez singing Green, Green.
Well, I told my mama on the day I was born, don't you cry when you see I'm gone. You know there ain't no woman gonna settle me down. I just gotta keep traveling on. Everybody, green, green is green they say on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Well, there ain't nobody in this whole wide world gonna tell me how to spend my time. Loving, rambling man. Say, buddy, can you spare me a dime? Everybody, green, green is green they say on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Well, I don't care when the sun goes down, where I lay my weary head. Green, green valley or rocky road, it's there I'm gonna make my bed. Everybody! Green, green, the green they say, on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Let me hear you now. Green, green, the green they say, on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is still. Easy now. Green, green, the green they say on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Real loud now. Green, green, the green they say on the far side of a hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Yeah, to where the grass is greener still. All right, to where the grass is greener still. One more dance to where the grass is greener still.
Monitor on Stage will feature more of Trini Lopez tomorrow. Now a word about after six formal wear. Sunsets are rosier, moonlight glowier, whispers and glances more intriguing. After six dinner jackets make any evening exciting. Pick a cool, carefree blend of Dacron polyester with Orlon acrylic or worsted wool in virile colors of bright white with embroidered or satin lapels. Ask for after six today. Things happen when you wear an after six dinner jacket with Dacron.
When you shop for suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I said Dacron, man, by DuPont.
You're on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, answers your questions.
Anthony Saraceni was interviewed at his Buick dealers. After telling us a number of reasons why he chose a Buick dealers group member, Mr. Saraceni said,
A fellow of mine bought a car here in 1955, and he got rid of that Buick in 1964. And he had 138,000 miles on that Buick, and that Buick he sold to one of the boys in his shop, and he's still running it.
Mr. Saraceni was interested in performance, dependability. He knows engines.
Oh, yes. I'm a mechanical man.
And so he knows the importance of dealer service.
I feel that applies to any car. The service is important, the way the car is taken care of.
The Buick Dealers Group pledges the finest in service and value. When you buy Buick, buy BDG. Anthony Saraceni knows the difference, and so will you.
In Yonkers, your BDG member is James M. Sharkey Buick Incorporated, 322 South Broadway. That's James M. Sharkey Buick, 322 South Broadway, Yonkers.
You're with Monitor at 19 minutes after the hour. Ed McMahon here stepping aside for a brand new one from Herb Alpert's great Tijuana Brass, Casino Royale.
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden. I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
you
what...
You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What?
You couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Well, it is built for keeps, the year-round Cub Cadet tractor. 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower, with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union. Ask for operator 25. In the news this week, a plea to parents and relatives from the ASPCA, asking you that you not buy baby chicks, ducklings, and rabbits as Easter gifts for children. Why? Well, past experience shows that the youngsters tire of the pets quickly. The animals don't receive proper care, and many of them become ill and die. So, stick to marshmallow animals this holiday, okay?
Trap for you. Step, you did just what I knew you'd do. Then, one day, I got caught like I thought you'd be. For step by step, you were one step ahead.
Charles Singers. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Vigoro, the goof-proof lawn food. Here's Joe.
We hear about the importance of physical fitness in our schools. I'll be back to discuss its importance in Vietnam with a man who knows after this from Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the reason is simple. The manufacturers of Vigoro know what they're doing. They've been at it longer and hold more patents for plant feeding breakthroughs than any other outfit in the country, bar none. And when they make a Vigoro product for any lawn or garden use, it's tailor-made for the area it's sold in. That's the secret of the bold green vigor of Vigoro.
It's a lot greener than green. A happy kind of bold green. A bacon bold green. The bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
Vigoro, the goof-proof, tailor-made lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
As a cadet at West Point, Pete Dawkins achieved the highest ranking in the Corps. As a student, he won a Rhodes Scholarship. As an athlete, he was captain of the football team and winner of the Heisman Trophy as the outstanding college football player in the nation. Currently, he's an instructor at West Point, but prior to that, he was a frontline soldier in Vietnam. From what we see and hear, the war in Vietnam calls for soldiers in the finest physical condition. Recently, I asked Pete Dawkins if he thought physical fitness was more important in Vietnam than it's been in other wars.
Well, of course, I'm not really a grizzled war veteran, Vietnam is the only combat that I've seen. However, I can attest to the fact that excellent physical conditioning is an absolute prerequisite to successful operations in Vietnam. The combination of the climate and the terrain are such that they can just sap one's energy and do indeed sap it very rapidly. And unless all of our soldiers are really on the very top of the physical condition, they aren't going to be able to operate effectively. Now, whether or not this is more difficult than has been experienced in the past is something which I can't say from personal experience. But I can say that people whose opinions I respect and who have seen combat in different contexts, Second World War, Korea, and Vietnam, say that the type of demands that are placed on these individuals are probably greater than have been experienced by our fighting men in the past.
Pete Dawkins has played many roles, scholar, athlete, teacher, and played them very well. But basically, Pete Dawkins is a soldier and a leader of soldiers. I asked him about the American combat soldier in Vietnam.
I'm undoubtedly a biased source, but I like to feel that my standards are reasonably high. And I must admit that I come away with unqualified praise for the American soldier in Vietnam. While there may be certain concern about amongst our population about whether or not any given aspect of our involvement in Vietnam is indeed appropriate, I think there can be no concern in anyone's mind over the type of performance that our young men are putting forth there. It's absolutely top flight.
It's becoming a cliche that when the youth of our country is discussed, we never hear about the good ones and the outstanding job that they do. I thought you might like to hear it from a man who has brought great credit to his school, to sports, to his country, and to himself, Pete Dawkins. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Enjoy sports the Joe Garagiola way every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. Marketing, minding the baby, or just mellowing in the backyard sun. Enjoy Monitor, whatever you're doing, wherever you are. In and around Spokane, Washington, folks hear us on KHQ, serving the inland Pacific Northwest. Hello, Spokane. Station break time, then we'll hurry back. This is Ed McMahon.
Monitor, for pleasant weekend enjoyment on the NBC Radio Network.
When Long John is versus, it's the last word that counts. Weeknights at 8 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
You're at home or on the road with Monitor 67 at Easter time. Have you heard about the paper revolution, which has already produced paper dresses, bathing suits, furniture, even a paper house? Well, 3 minutes from now, you Downs guest tells us about some more fascinating paper products in your future. I'm Ed McMahon, and here comes that wonderful flapper, Julie Andrews.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to rack and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's all in fun and memorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality. Everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality. It's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. Rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good booty girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drum, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
By Kohler of Kohler, the people with the bold look for 67.
Paper dresses have made fashion news this year, but that's only one example of how paper is revolutionizing family living. Would you believe paper pajamas, furniture, and even a paper house? Well, we'll have more on this after a word from Kohler of Kohler.
Have you seen the colorful new Kohler ads for 67? Down with timid bathrooms? And away with lackluster kitchens? This is the year of the bold look. What Kohler means, of course, is that this is the year to get with bold, bright colors in your bathroom and kitchen. For all-around beauty, see Kohler's new Go With Color of the Year Avocado, a warm and wonderful green, now available in a full line of plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bathroom. Or choose a sprightly accent color for your bathroom basins, your kitchen sink, and breathe new life into tired surroundings. What else does the bold look bring? Self-rimming basins and sinks that cut your installation costs. Elegant flare handles for your faucets that add the crowning touch to your bathroom scheme. But see them all. Write for Kohler's colorful new booklet of the bold look ideas. Write Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, Department 1, Kohler, Wisconsin. Once again, Hugh Downs.
Our guest is Mr. Reginald Wells of the Scott Paper Company and a consultant to the American Paper Institute. Mr. Wells, is it true that we will be wearing more and more paper clothing in the immediate future?
It is indeed, Hugh, yes. I think the great success of the paper dresses that we're enjoying now is an excellent example of things to come.
I said paper pajamas. Is that a reality? Will they have those?
This is a reality, yes, along with bridal gowns, bras, beachwear. There's a whole move to paper in fashion.
What are some of the advantages of paper over cloth?
Well, I think they're obviously two very different things. I think the popularity of paper and why people are demanding paper rather than cloth is part of the whole need for different materials, convenience, disposable products. You can do things with paper that you just can't do with cloth.
What about weatherproofing and perhaps fireproofing these clothes?
Well, all of the paper dresses that are now being sold, of course, are fireproofed. I'm not quite sure I could say they're weatherproofed. Some
few cloth clothing is weatherproof.
Well, this is it. Fireproof they certainly are. I would not suggest anyone jumping into a swimming pool in a paper dress unless they're fairly broad-minded.
You know, you think of paper clothing right offhand, you think of it crackling or like a newspaper. But does it feel like cloth?
It does. Of course, we treat the paper. The fireproofing helps, but there are various methods of just reducing the old harshness. I can give you the facial tissue really doesn't feel like paper.
It's true. It does not. Now, what about rugged things like paper furniture and building materials, a paper house even? Is this...
This already exists. In fact, a paper house has been standing in Wisconsin, I think it is, for 7 years, and it is completely durable, and perhaps more so than perhaps a wooden one would have been. Furniture we have. England is doing quite a lot in this. We have free-form furniture. Of course, this is made out of board and paper and paper laminates, but this is already here.
When you say board, you don't mean a sawed wooden board?
No, paper board. This is paper board.
Is there anything in the experimental stage now that I haven't mentioned or thought of, perhaps?
One of the problems with talking about things experimental is that nobody wants to talk about what they're experimenting with. Certainly, extensions beyond what is already indicated, particularly in the housing, in the disposable kitchenware, the home. We're in nose cones of missiles, dietary cookies. There's literally a paper and wood pulp revolution going on, and the young people, the pattern setters, are discovering it.
Well, it gives us a look at how paper is revolutionizing today's living. Our guest, Reginald Wells, consultant to the American Paper Institute. This is Hugh Downs for Monitor. And now, once again, a word from Kohler of Kohler.
If you love a parade, you'll get a kick out of the parade of brand new model homes, which builders all across America have opened for your inspection. Whether you are actually house hunting or just like to look at the latest wrinkles in modern living, you'll enjoy a visit to the new homes in your neighborhood. Look to your future in a home of your own. Visit a model home in your community today. At Home with Hugh Downs has been brought to you by Kohler of Kohler, who brings you the bold look for 67. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Frankly, we wouldn't have thought of using any other fuel in this development after having the excellent results we've had in the past. Gas heat is a fuel that is delivered underground through an underground pipe system. It's metered into the house. There is no storage tank, which takes up needed space within your house.
Which home heating system do builders prefer? Listen to Ben Prince. builder of Meadowood Estates here in Hopog, Long Island.
Storage tank. People today realize, particularly those people who live with gas, have the heating system, do want gas a second time around. Now, I found that to be true in discussing with many of our prospective buyers. We find that not only from our own experience, from the experience of our people who live in our homes and have lived in them before, they find that the heating system keeps the house a lot cleaner than it would with some of the other fuels, requiring less painting.
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
There's no noise connected with the operation of the system.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Ed McMahon back again as Monitor continues at 16 minutes before the hour. Here's Jack Jones.
A small boy walked down a city street, and hope was in his eyes. As he searched the faces of the people he'd meet, for one he could recognize. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way. Of the people who passed him by were as cold and as hard as stone, and the poor boy whimpered and began to cry because he was all alone. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Are we all? And yet it seems there are very few who will answer a brother's call. Brother, where are you? They told me that you came this way. Brother, where are you? They said you came this way.
Monitor's Ring Around the World, a close-up of people and events both at home and abroad, brought to you by the entire family of Wins products that keep your car going strong. The results of President Johnson's Guam conference. More on that in 1 minute from Ray Shearer, NBC White House correspondent.
Today, a special treat. John Philip Azusa, the celebrated director of the Wynn Oil Company Corral, has consented to a personal interview by Mr. Keenan Wynn. Let's join them.
And you began directing singers when you were 3 years old?
Yes, I conducted my father in the shower.
And this was in your native Albania?
Absolutely no. It was in Azusa, Azusa, California.
I see. Then Azusa is named after your father, or is it vice versa?
Versa. By the way, were you named after the Wynn Oil Company or versa vice?
Neither one. The Wynn Oil Company people and I are not related. They make Wynn's friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and many more products, all designed to keep your car going strong. I am an actor. Both our names just happen to be spelled W-Y-N-N.
A likely story.
Oh, I give up.
Now, Ray Shearer, NBC White House correspondent.
President Johnson did not come home from Guam a happy man. Press accounts of the 16,000-mile journey depicted the president's lieutenants as too travel-weary on arriving at the rainy island to accomplish much, and also widely reported Marshal Key, the man who invited himself to the conference, as having upstaged the president. Mr. Johnson was frank about the accomplishments of Guam. He said, "We did not adopt any specific or spectacular new programs at this meeting." Here is how the president sounded after 2 days in conference.
I think that we have a difficult... serious,
a long, drawn-out, agonizing problem that we do not yet have the answer for. We think that our military situation is considerably strengthened. We think that the action the Constituent Assembly has taken and the elections that are to follow in the wake of the Constitution will be very helpful, but they are not an answer to our problem, and it's going to take a lot of extra effort and a good deal more time. I'm unable to predict just how long or the extent of that effort, except to say that both our ambassador, who is in direct charge of our civilian activities, is highly pleased with the progress made, and General Westmoreland gave a very good report.
In the president's view, the long journey to Guam was worthwhile because General Westmoreland came up with a frank assessment of the military situation. This, the war will go on indefinitely unless America can break the will of Hanoi. This seems to presage an intensification of the war. The president was able to reassure Key the arrival of a new ambassador, Mr. Bunker, does not mean America will negotiate behind Saigon's back. And the president could congratulate South Vietnam on its new constitution, as Mr. Johnson put it, the most significant step South Vietnam has taken toward the fundamental rights of democracy. Ray Scherer, NBC White House correspondent.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events both at home and abroad. This one also brought to you by Lark Filter Cigarettes.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a Lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a Lark.
There is nothing like a Lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Lingering on. One of the latest by the American Patrol. Next, a monitor tip for the home. When painting the ceiling of a room, tie a plastic bag around a hanging light fixture or chandelier. This will do a good job of protecting it from paint drops and spatters. Now, another good suggestion for your home. From America's oldest and most experienced carpet maker comes an exciting new selection of deep, luxurious carpets made with a pile of Orlon 33 acrylic, DuPont's great carpet fiber. See them today. People who know, buy Bigelow.
Spring here, bouncier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen in person.
Thank you very much, Ed. Hello there, everybody. Horse racing, Pretense, won the $100,000 added Gulfstream Park Handicap. Amberoid the place horse, Quinta for show. At the Big A, Aqueduct, Split Features, the $25,000 added Pomonok Handicap, the winner, Our Michael, trailed by Bopey and Advocator. In the $25,000 added Bayshore, Damascus led disciplinarian and Nehawk's Bullet under the wire. In boxing, Clay will not fight Bonavena. Herbert Mohammed, Clay's manager, confirmed in Chicago that Clay's proposed May 27th title defense against Argentina's Oscar Bonavena in Tokyo is off, that he stopped booking fights completely because Clay is scheduled to be drafted on April 11th. Mohammed also said that if Clay did make any more heavyweight title defenses, they would be in the USA. Clay, seeking deferment on the basis that he's a black Muslim minister, spent the day in Houston huddling with his attorney. In basketball, the father of former Princeton All-America Bill Bradley, who's now in England as a Rhodes Scholar, says he knows nothing about a published report that his son will return to the United States in the fall and play for the New York entry in the newly formed American Basketball Association. According to the Los Angeles Examiner, Bradley reportedly plans to enroll at Columbia University's law school and play for the New York ABA team on weekends. Bradley previously declined to play with the New York Knicks of the NBA, chose to study at Oxford instead. Speaking of Oxford in crew, Oxford beat Cambridge for the third straight time in the 113th renewal of the British Classic staged on the Thames in London. Oxford, with two former Yale men in its shell, won by 11 seconds, recorded its 51st victory, 10 less than Cambridge. There was one dead heat in the series, and the two Americans, by the way, in the victorious crew were Bowman John Bokstos of Hartford, Connecticut, and number four oar Josh Jensen of Orinda, California. In the World Amateur Hockey Championships in Vienna, the injury-riddled United States team played a scoreless tie with East Germany, leaving the United States and Finland tied for fifth place in the eight-team pool. At stake is a berth in next year's Winter Olympics. The first five finishers in the World Championships automatically qualify for the Olympics, while the others must play in a qualifying tournament. The law of averages and a fellow named, well, Jean-Claude Keeley, the Frenchman, finally saw that the law of averages caught up with him. After eight straight victories in the United States, he was beaten by George Mudui in the giant slalom. That was the closing event of the Wild West Classic at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. In tennis, Spanish Wimbledon champion Manuel Santana came from behind to win the South African singles title with a victory over Jan Leschly of Denmark. The women's doubles crown went to America's Mrs. Billie Jean King and Rosemary Casals, who defeated Mariah Bueno of Brazil and Australia's Judy Tegart, 6-1, 6-3. Juan Marichal failed to show up in the Giants' camp today, is now due on Monday. Yankee pitcher Mel Stottlemyre missed a turn on the mound after being cut over the right eye. Didn't require any stitches. In exhibition games, Mets 8, Kansas City 1, Cincinnati 5, Atlanta 4, Houston 6, Washington 5, Philadelphia 7, Dodgers 1, Minnesota 8, Boston 3, Detroit 7, Yankees 3, White Sox 4, St. Louis 3. It's happened again, maybe you can blame it on the weather. For the second spring in a row, USC football coach Johnny McKay is missing a player, this time linebacker Jim Ferguson, a key factor in the Trojans going to the Rose Bowl. He's upped and left school, told nobody. Nobody knows where he's gone. McKay's mighty anxious to hear from anyone who knows of Ferguson's whereabouts. That's the late sports, Ed. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thank you, Mel. NBC Monitor News on the Hour coming up in less than 2 minutes. But let's check the guest list for Monitor later today. Ted Steele will take over as host. You'll hear Polly Bergen, songwriters Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, Fred Waring, and Swedish actress Inge Nielsen. Also, reports on the use of LSD in California, new passport regulations, and another memory of Maestro Toscanini on his centenary observance. All this and news, sports, comedy, music, everything for good holiday eve listening. Ted Steele on Monitor later today. For now, this is Ed McMahon.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.